settling, letting the body find its natural ease, doing what you can, supporting the arising of the natural ease in sitting. And in the same way, taking care of the mind as best you can, supporting the natural ease of the mind, the heart of practice is this confidence in the natural ease of the body and mind. And then out of that confidence in the natural ease of the body and mind arises a real interest in whatever it is that obscures this natural ease. What is it that's in the way of the ease of the body and the ease of the mind? And the practice is really learning not to be confused by whatever it is that's in the way. Resting in the natural ease of the body, the ease of breathing in and breathing out, resting in the open, silent space of the mind. Trusting things as they are, and recognizing and perhaps noting whatever it is that arises to disturb the mind. Practice not acting out the disturbance, not taking a hold of it with identification or attachment, and practice not believing the thought that I can't practice until this is gone. We're learning to let any of the hindrances or any of the distractions, we're letting them reveal themselves in the space of the present moment. In this way, acceptance isn't some passive state of mind. Acceptance is quite alive and dynamic, an aspect of wisdom that is able to recognize and accept, and not being confused by whatever it is that arises, letting the hindrances, the distractions reveal themselves as being states of mind that come and go. impersonal states of mind, changing, coming and going. Nothing to be afraid of. Practice is not about controlling the distractions. We're learning to rest in the natural ease, the present moment, the ease of the body and mind, and authentically interested in whatever it is that disturbs the ease of the body and mind. Interested in the sense of, is it actually a disturbance? Is there a way to transform this disturbance into just something being known? Just the next object of awareness. The more we're able to rest in the present moment, perhaps resting with the awareness of the breath coming in and going out, then it's possible to see more and more subtle manifestations of craving, aversion, restlessness or dullness, and doubt. Remember, a moment of seeing doubt or seeing ill will, seeing aversion, is a moment of mindfulness. It's not a problem. It's part of the awakening process to see these hindrances as they come and go in the mind. The only question is the mind confused by the hindrance, or does the mind understand that it's just this. if the mind, if the heart isn't at ease, peaceful and still and calm, then what is it that's hindering the calm, hindering the peace and stillness of the mind? And is it possible to wake up to whatever it is that's hindering the mind and to transform it through understanding it for what it is, not being confused by what's seen? when confused. Just reminding the body and mind as best it can to rest in the natural ease here and now. And to be interested in whatever prevents the full resting, the full experience of ease. And remember to look at how the mind is relating. It may not be the pain in the knee that's actually the problem. How is the mind relating to the pain in the knee? A few seconds if you want to stretch out your legs.